This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. UN Humanitarian Aid Chief Martin Griffiths said Thursday there were promising signs that the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza from Israel could soon be opened to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Prior to the conflict, more than 60% of the truckloads goods going into Gaza used the cross. Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in Geneva, the UN aid chief said opening of the crossing would be a big help to the humanitarian effort in Gaza.
If we get that, well, it'll be the first miracle we've seen for some weeks, but it will be a huge boost to the logistical process and logistical base of a humanitarian operation. It doesn't mean to say that it will solve the security problems that, of course, I've spoken about, but it will change the nature of humanitarian access.
Aid currently being allowed into Gaza comes through the Rafah crossing on the Egyptian border. Griffith said both Israel and Egypt had become much more open to the idea of reviving the Kerem Shalom route. The White House said on Thursday that Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, are not close to another deal on a new humanitarian pause in their ongoing conflict. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters that hostages' families continue to be a, quote, terrific source of information, even as he had no news regarding their release.
We're still trying to get as much information as we can about the hostages that are being held. We have some information, as I said before, on some of the hostages because their families are talking to us, and that's been a terrific source of information and context.
A day prior, leaders of the Group of Seven Nations called for further humanitarian pauses in the fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. The leaders also called on Iran to refrain from providing support to Hamas, as well as Hezbollah and Houthi militants in the region. For more on these and all the stories we are covering 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.